reminders, and to anyone who has an interest or a love in the book as an artwork.
Yeah, lovely. We'll get on to the book arts in just a minute and all those things that you mentioned there, which sound very nostalgic, you know, the art of being a bookbinder. But yes. The Jack Ginsburg collection is what?
The Jack Ginsburg collection is a collection of artists' books. In other words, a collection of books as artworks. He's been collecting for 40 years. And the collection is internationally renowned. About a year and a half ago, he was invited to New York as one of 10 international private collectors. And he was one of only three outside of the United States. And that acknowledgement, I think, of his collection and what he has done in support of South African artists who work with the book was internationally known, and perhaps less so here. And his collection is a Johannesburg-based collection. And the exhibition of his works, in fact, is the 21st anniversary exhibition of the first show that Jack and I put together in 1996 at the Johannesburg Art Gallery. And we thought 21 years later it was time to do this again.
What did you include then that's still relevant and is still part of that? And how have the whole sort of art of it morphed into what?
That's a complex question to answer. In 1996, we looked at his collection of contemporary artists' books internationally, and we looked at adding to that 65 or so books that I had found in my research by local artists. And since that time, the book arts has, I think, in South Africa started to grow slightly. University courses and exhibitions, for example, recently the ABSA Gallery had held an exhibition of artists' books. And we felt that it was time to explore this field more widely. What it has morphed into, perhaps, is a more complicated question. Jack has, in the last 21 years, added extensively to his collection. And we felt that this time round, we were going to show a much, much broader range of works. So there are historical works, and the exhibition has, as its number one book, the famous French icon by Blaise Cendrars and Sonia Delaunay, The Prose de Trans-Siberian, which is a unique book on the African continent. And we felt, being in Johannesburg, it was a worthy book to showcase and a worthy book to start the exhibition by.
Just tell us a little bit, sorry, I know I'm cutting you short there, but tell us about, it's got my fancy there. Why is it such an important book? What does it describe it to us?
Well, it's considered by many in the book arts to be the first classic example of simultaneity in the book arts. In other words, simultaneously reading the work as text and reading it as an image. And the text is coloured, and of course the Pochoir watercolours by Sonia Delaunay are also highly and brightly coloured. And the text weaves in and out of the imagery weaves out of the text, and reading and viewing becomes a simultaneous exercise. And this work was considered to be the first of its kind in modernism. And because Jack has this classic book in his collection, we decided we would start with it and surround it with a series of other works which are part of the modernist tradition. Russian constructivist books, Italian futurist books, classic works by Stefan Mallarmé, for example. And that established the groundwork for the exhibition. And then from there on, we decided to extract some themes from the Cendrars poem. And those themes helped us select another 200-odd works for the exhibition from contemporary artists' books, books in the hands of the artist more recently, both internationally and South African. And they form the bulk of the exhibition that you can see at the UJ Art Gallery.
It's so interesting to hear about the iconic, the historical work. What is the latest, the very latest, most recent addition to the collection? What does that look like?
Well, probably a book made this year. Jack continually searches for young and interesting artists. And Every 2 years in the United States, there is the Codex Foundation, which is probably the world's largest meeting place of book artists. And it's a fair which sells these objects to international buyers. And so, in fact, earlier this year, he came back with a suitcase full of new books, hot off the press, so to speak.
Gosh. It's a whole new world, as they say, isn't it?
Well, it is in many ways to South Africans, and I think that's why we feel so strongly about the work that we're doing at the moment, to expose this new world to a new South African audience, which has a history, multiple histories going back over 100 years.
Tell us a little bit more about the book arts. You mentioned bookbinding, all sorts of other things. What are those arts?
Well, next to, running parallel with the UJ Gallery exhibition of Jack Ginsburg's work, is an exhibition of South African artists' work produced within the last few years by young South African as well as international artists who have an international standing, for example, William Kentridge. And it's a rather wonderful exhibition in the sense that you have established artists, you have Kentridges, and you have students all in the same space, and that's very rare. And what we try to do through that exhibition, because the two exhibitions are, if you like, bookends to the larger Booknesses project, we try to expose young South Africans, designers, digital designers, visual arts students, architecture students, to the potential of the book as an artwork and a way of expressing their communicative ideas in new and fresh ways using an older medium. But if you unpack the idea of the conventions of the book and you explore new materials, for example, your book would be made of acetate sheets or wood or glass or mirrors, for example, and your binding structures, instead of the standard codex page by page, you could have scrolls and leporellos, which are concertina folds, which could go fold out for meters, for example. Books in digital form. We felt that it was time to offer young South African artists an opportunity to gain the skills to make books from scratch if they wanted to. So we have paper making workshops, we have book structures workshops, in other words, how to engineer pages so that you could get pop-up elements, and book binding workshops.
Yeah, crikey. So books are coming back then, or the way as you're visualizing it, books, the art of putting together a book is coming back in a whole new format. I mean, it's not just about a bunch of books sitting on a bookshelf. These are books where actually people have been exploring their very construction.
That's absolutely right, Nancy. What we want to do is interrogate bookness, and hence the title Bookness and Booknesses, because there are many misses around the book. And what we want to do is reimagine our relationship with information. And of course, young students and young people are very often on their screens and on their phones, and they receive their information through screens. And some of the book's conventions are explored through video and through digital work. But what the exhibition does is it slows you down and reimagines and reinterrogates our relationship with information through books. And for many young students, this is quite a novel and deep-seated relationship. And for children who were fortunate enough to grow up with children's books that had interesting materials, and when you opened them, they squeaked and they had sounds, and they were magical creatures. These conventions in the hands of the artist really do open up the possibilities for new forms of communication and in new ways in which, in a digital age, we might rethink our relationship with books and information.
So it's a sort of a look back into the future sort of thing, isn't it? Reimagining our relationship with information. And everything we hear these days is all about reducing our information onto chips, into, you know, in any form that's digital, putting it into the cloud, etc., etc. You know, the amount of times people say, well, can I just send you the PDF? And I think, okay, but it's such a pity not to have a book. But it's not necessarily just sort of books and novels that we're talking about. It's the information. Have we got room for books? You know, the people who are lucky enough to have books in their homes very often are sort of drowning in books, and perhaps I'm speaking for myself, but, you know, can we store books? You know, the day of the fish moth is not dead. How are we going to sort of keep space for books?
I think that it's a mixture of the haptic object and ways in which we might distribute or redistribute our communicative mechanisms with and through the book. For example, we have on the FADE exhibition a young artist by the name of Lebogang Kganya, who builds in a box collage narratives based on her own familial stories. And then she photographs these elements and turns them digitally into a moving book. And so that the sides of the screen unfold and reveal the next part of the narrative. And so what you have is this wonderful morphing of the conventions of a book, the turning of the page, but it happens in video form and on the screen. And I think her work for me speaks to the heart of what you said, looking back to the future, looking at the conventions of the way in which we page through information, but the way in which we receive and process that information is on a screen and in the form of a projected video. And it is a profound piece because what it does is it stops us in our tracks and it gets us to rethink our relationship with both screens on the one hand and conventional books on the other. And works like that, I think, are able to transcend the fine bound book, which perhaps we don't read anymore on the one hand, and the bland, lifeless PDF on the other.
Yeah. So the good news, I'm just thinking, if anybody's listening to this thinking, gosh, they wish they'd known, they could have come along to the colloquium. The good news is that the two exhibitions are on until the 5th of May. That's at the FADE Gallery, that's Bookness's South African Artist Books, and at the UJ Art Gallery, you've got artist books from the Jack Ginsburg collection. But the good news is that you've also got a website, which is theartistbook.org.za. Is there a lot of information on that?
It is an ongoing project. We had a lot of information for the colloquium, but we have post-colloquium information there, and the program, as well as images, and when the papers from the colloquium are published, they're going to be placed there. And we do have walkabouts at the two exhibitions every Saturday, excepting the Easter weekend. So every Saturday at the two exhibitions, starting at 10 o'clock, people, members of the public, can come first to the UJ Gallery for a walkabout, where they will meet myself and the collector Jack Ginsburg, and they have an opportunity to be privy to some of the curatorial secrets and some of our little ideas.
Secrets indeed, and a whole new world. How absolutely exciting. David, thank you very much. You get to give out the website once again, which is theartistbook.org.za. But just do know that you can do a walkabout at either of those galleries. That's the Art Gallery at UJ or the FADE Gallery at the University of Johannesburg's Bunting Road campus. I'm sorry, I'm down here in Cape Town. I will definitely come along. David Payton, thank you very much. You take care.
Thank you.
David is with the Department of Visual Art at UJ, and if you would like to know more, once again, it's theartistbook.org.za. And this is SFM Literature, and next up it's time.